This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Should you be a small business owner in this economy in need of some operating capital, the Small Business Administration might be able to help. Turns out there's still something like $130 billion left in the Paycheck Protection Program. Businesses that have already gotten their loans have started thinking about how to make sure they get as much forgiveness as possible, one of the real benefits of that program. There are other beneficiaries, though. For instance, the banks that process the loans. Marketplace's Justin Ho is on that story.
When the program started, the Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts focused first on processing loans for its existing clients. Then, a couple weeks in, new customers started showing up. Peter Alden is the bank's CEO.
Once the opportunity opened up for non-customers and new customers, it's been very beneficial to us.
The bank has about 60 new customers so far, Alden says, and those people are starting to consider the bank's other services.
We have had a number of new depository accounts opened up, both for their businesses and personally. And also, some are talking now already about moving their mortgages to us, et cetera.
Banks that process these loans are also starting to see another benefit, the fees they receive from the Small Business Administration.
As a matter of fact, a lot of the banks within the last couple of days are beginning to receive that.
That's Chris Duncan, senior loan officer at LaSalle State Bank in Illinois, which received its fee income today. Banks get between 1 and 5% of the loans. Duncan says that can add up. And the money's coming at an important time because many businesses have been deferring payments on non-PPP loans.
They'll come out of that deferral period and eventually be required to start making payments again. And then the question will be, can they? And what level of delinquency will we see in our loan portfolios as a result of all this?
For now, banks are focusing on helping customers apply to have their PPP loans forgiven. Nathan Roggi is the CEO of the Bank of Southern California. He says it can be expensive to monitor loans, do the accounting, send out statements.
All of that has internal costs to it. So we'd like to see as many of these forgiven as possible.
Plus, the interest rate on these loans is only 1%. Borrowers have up to 5 years to pay them back. Roggi says that's not sustainable.
That's a long time to be beholden to that thin of a margin.
Roggi says the relationships he's built with new and existing clients will help smooth out that forgiveness process. In the end, he expects that most of his clients' PPP loans will be forgiven. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.